Anyhow, let's talk about BRAF. And Tony, maybe we can begin talking a little bit about the biology of BRAF disease and what we know about it, both biologically as well as just empirically from observing what happens to these patients.
So it's important. When we're talking about BRAF, we're talking about BRAF V600E. Because
right.
There's this entity of non-V600E, which seems to be a completely different disease. In fact, may have even favorable biology and may respond better to chemo.
So Can I just, before you get off that, am I correct in saying there's evidence that EGFR antibodies help some of those patients?
Yes, they do. How
do you figure out which ones?
Well, so that's a good question. The V600E is the most common, by far, mutation, mm-hmm. BRAF, and is clearly predictive of non-response to EGFR. The others are not predictive of that and also have a very different prognosis.
Yeah, respond to...
So if you have a patient, for example, again, left-sided, who has a BRAF mutation that's not V600E, and they're RAS wild type, do you then approach them like regular RAS wild
yes.
type in terms of EGFR?
At this point of time, outside the confines of a clinical trial, you disregard this as a finding.
Disregard.
Let's put it
okay.
this way. You can just tell the patient that this is a neutral to positive finding.
But not predictive.
Predictive, because we don't know really if, one, you can take advantage of it for targeting. We know it doesn't interfere with EGFR inhibitors or the effectiveness of EGFR inhibitors, but what we don't know about them is that are we able to take advantage of them? Because they're still there, huh? They're still underneath RAS and ERK is underneath them.
You mean in terms of targeted therapy?
Absolutely. Should we target them with ERK inhibitors? Should we target them
right.
with MEK inhibitors? We don't know these questions. So I think the most important piece, and as Alan alluded to, this is a less common alteration than the BRAF V600D. V600D, BRAF V600D is present in about, if you take all patients, about 4%. If you take the left-sided, up to 7-8%. The non-V600D will be about 1 to 2%. But this is where it makes a difference, because if you don't pay attention to that, then you may take the patient through a completely different path of therapy. So the most important thing, first thing that comes to mind is when you get that test and it says V600D, so you need to make sure that it's V600D. Now, so V600D, BRAF V600D is well characterized across melanoma and is also emerging target in a number of other malignancies.
Cholangiocarcinoma.
Cholangiocarcinoma. You find it actually in very few pancreas cancers.
I think bladder.
Yeah.
You find it in bladder. So you find it, it's like RAS.
Is it a basket kind of thing where it responds outside? I mean, obviously, there's differences.
So this is, that's not exactly.
Yeah,
so it's not agnostic to the site of disease.
Yeah.